Hello, children. Welcome to Singers and Songwriters. I'm taking over here for we'll catch you later, Don. Ball being handed from Don Fitzpatrick to Dan Fitzpatrick. I'm taking over the show this week for Kathy Sohar. Hopefully you'll dig it. Hopefully you'll dig my rendition of what we do here. Anyways, kick off the party here with really good band. I haven't listened to the song in a while, but it's really good. It's by the band Have Gun Will Travel. Out of Bradenton, they play here from time to time. This is a singer-songwriter and such kind of song, certainly. All right, you're listening to Singers and Songwriters.
Got my money's worth. one month from the day I first met you. Your promises proved to be untrue. So step by step, I've been a fool. Now I'm just two steps from the blue. The reason we didn't get along was telegrams and telephone. One bring bad news, the other rendezvous, that keeps me two steps from the blues. Hear the chance to be loved or be lonely. My heart awaits your call. I know it's better to have loved lost and to never had love at all. So darling, let's try to make amends. And if it should fail, let's try and try again. Oh, it makes no difference what you say or do. I'm so forgiving. I'm so forgiving. And I can't go on living two steps from the blue.
Story goes, I was your soul, but fear this man's invention that they call atomic power. We all in great confusion, do we know time or hour? When a terrible explosion may rain down upon our land, leaving horrible destruction, blotting out the works of man. Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power? Escape, be prepared to meet the Lord. When the mushroom of destruction falls, there is a shielding sword. He will surely stand beside you, and you'll never taste of death. For your soul will fly to safety and eternal peace and rest. Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
That was Uncle Tupelo covering an old Lovin' Brothers song, Great Atomic Power. That was off of their album, March 16th to 20th, 1992. Really good acoustic album that they did, their penultimate album. Give Uncle Tupelo a listen. You may have recognized the backup vocalist as Jeff Tweedy from Wilco and the head singer as Jay Farrar from Sunvolt. And prior to that, you heard some. Oh, yeah. Silver Lining. Is that what I played before? I don't know. I'm really bad at this. Silver Lining. From Rilo Kiley's 2007 album, Under the Blacklight. Prior to that, you heard Bobby Blue Bland with Two Steps from the Blues, title track off of that album from 67. Old school blues album, really good stuff. Keeping the party rolling here with the covers. Going to play one for you. This one's actually a... Oh, jumped again. Anyways, is the Byrds from Sweetheart of the Rodeo. This is when Grant Parsons was in the band there for the one album. It's actually a Woody Guthrie cover that they did, and it sounds pretty awesome. This is Pretty Boy Floyd. You're listening to Songwriters and Such.
Well, gather around me, children, a story I will tell about Pretty Boy Floyd the outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee on a Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in a wagon as into town they rode. Then along come a deputy sheriff in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language his wife she overheard. Then Pretty Boy grabbed the log chain, the deputy grabbed a gun, and in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. To his name. He ran through the trees and bushes on the Canadian River shore, and many a starving farmer opened up his door. It was in Oklahoma City, it was on a Christmas day. Old carload of groceries with a letter that did say, say that I'm a thief. We'll use Christmas dinner for the families on relief. As guess through this life you travel, you'll meet some funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun and some with a fountain pen. It's through this life you ramble, it's through this life you roam. You'll never see an outlaw take a family from your home.
Name. She's a black belt in karate, working for the city. She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demand.
Sharp enough to draw blood from staircase. The door's flung back open. He's not there, for he has risen. He's not there, for he has risen. Some say he once killed a man with a guitar string. Beneath his coat, there are wings. Well, some say they fear him.
There, it's Tom Waits, song Black Wings off of his album Bone Machine from 1992, first album he did in 5 years after taking a break off after his amazing trilogy of albums, Swordfish Trombones, Rain Dogs, and Frank's Wild Years. That was a pretty good song off a pretty damn good album, too. Prior to that, you heard Flaming Lips, title track off of Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. Subtle, very real-life kind of song. I thought I'd throw something kind of real at you. Anyways, prior to that you heard John Lennon closing track on Imagine. That was Oyoko. Gonna keep this train a rolling here. Gonna play you some Kinks. This is the final track as well as the single off of Something Else, an album right before Kinks of the Village Green Preservation Society. I think this came out in 66. Really good song off of a really good album. This is Waterloo Sunset. You're listening to Songwriters and Such with Danny Fitz.
Feel said they are in paradise. We'll be right back.
Dope with me, Miss Private, and we'll sail around the world. I will be off adamant, and you my wayward girl. Many nights of talking in hotel rooms can you take? Many nights of limping round on pagan holidays. Oh, elope with me in private and we'll set something ablaze. A trail for the devil to erase. San Francisco's calling us, the Giants and Mets will play. Piazza, New York, catch your eye, you straight or are you gay? We hung about the stadium, we got no place to stay. We hung about the Tenderloin, and tenderly you tell about the saddest book you ever read. It always makes you cry, the statue's crying too, and Willie May. I love you, I have a drowning grip on your adoring face. I love you, my responsibility has found a place. Beside you in strong mornings in the guise of gentle words. Come wave upon me from the family, why the net absurd? You'll take care of her, I know it, you will do a better job. Maybe, but not what she deserves. Elope with me, Miss Private, and we'll drink ourselves awake. We'll taste the coffee houses and award certificates. A privy seal to keep the feel of 1960s style. We'll comment on the decor and we'll help the passerby. And at dusk when work is over, we'll continue the debate in a borrowed bedroom, virginal and spare. The catcher hits for 318 and catches every day. The pitcher puts religion first and rests on holidays. He goes into cathedrals and lies prostrate on the floor. He knows a drink affects his speed, he's praying for a doorway back into the life he wants in the confession of the bench. Life outside the diamond is a wrench. I wish that you were here with me to pass the dull weekend. I know it wouldn't come to love, my heroine pretend. A lady stepping from the song we love until this day. He settled for an epitaph like Walk Away Renee. The sun upon the roof in winter will draw you out like a flower. Meet you at the statue in an hour. Meet you at the statue in an hour.
That right there was Belle and Sebastian. A cute little song dedicated to the head singer frolicking around and having a kind of a beautiful, loving, and obviously homosexual relationship with Mike Piazza, the catcher from the New York Mets at the time. They really liked baseball. And I think I really wonder what Mike Piazza's opinion of that was. Like, they wrote a song about me being gay. Hopefully he had a good sense of humor. He seems like he does. He's a good catcher. Anyways, that was from their 1997 album, Dear Catastrophe Waitress. They mentioned in the song that the catcher hits for 318, et cetera, et cetera. He actually did hit 318 in 1996, I believe it was. I remember looking this up earlier today. So, yes, it's true. And prior to that, you heard The Decemberist from possibly one of my favorite singer-songwriter-style albums from the last 10 years. I was off of 2003's Picaresque. Really good by The Decemberist. And prior to that, you heard The Kinks with Waterloo Sunset. Keeping the party going here, this is the opening track off of Freakwater's album, Springtime. This is Picture in My Mind. It's good. I think you'll like it. Got about 15 minutes here, and then old buddy Andrew will be taking over here. All right. You're listening to Songwriters and Such, Danny Fitz.
Sitting on the shelf, confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as. A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as. John Scott Brewer's group, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. When I want, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being, and then I'm happy for the rest of the day, safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it. You know, and it's not about you joggers who go round.
It did, Matt. It did. That was local band Avercue. That was off of their latest EP. That was an acoustic version of their song Jersey. Prior to that, you heard Blur, 1994's Park Life. That was the title track. A lot of fun. Very British sounding, just in case you couldn't tell. Very foreign. Prior to that, you heard Freakwater, Picture in Mind from Springtime. All right, we got about 5 minutes left here. That means it's my turn to cue up one of my favorite story songs ever. You'll know it if you're a fan of Beck. You will be very familiar with this one. This is the final track off of Midnight Vultures. This is Deborah. Thanks again for tuning into Songwriters and Such, guys. This is Danny Fitz taking over this week, and I think Kathy will be back next week. Hope you dug it. Ciao, kiddos.
driving me crazy. Sympathy for you, girl. Yeah. Cause I'm a full grown man, and I'm not afraid to